855-453. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
As we continue, Mark, you've got a story that is just shocking coming out of a court decision regarding child pornography.
Empire State.
Yeah, from the most bizarre of places, too. Like, one of the most controlling places is they've ruled in favor of it? What is going on?
Okay, so apparently there's some... in these... Let me just read it. News.yahoo.com, coming from Eric Pfeiffer. In a controversial decision that is already sparking debate around the country, the New York Court of Appeals, ruled on Tuesday that viewing child pornography online is not a crime. The purposeful viewing of child pornography on the Internet is now legal in New York. Senior Judge Carmen Bouchon Kirkpatrick wrote in a majority decision for the court. The decision came after Marist College professor James D. Kent was sentenced to prison in August 2009 after more than 100 images of child pornography were found on his computer's cache. Whenever someone views an image online, a copy of the image's data is saved in the computer's memory cache. The ruling attempts to distinguish between individuals who see an image of child pornography online versus those who actively download and store such images. And in this case, it was ruled that a computer's image cache is not the same as actively choosing to download and save an image.
It's certainly true. When you're online, you click on a link, you don't know what's going to be behind it. I mean, anybody that's ever gone to Girls One Cup, for instance, would understand this. Anyone who's ever seen Goatsy would know what I'm talking about. Lemon Party. These are...
Just talk about...
Allie knows that one, huh?
Just laughing because you're making all these suggestions. You know, there's like nerds like...
The nerds probably have already seen
They've already seen it.
I'm sure.
But, yeah, go ahead and look these things up, and you'll see what happens is, you know, somebody will send you a link.
Can't we just say Rickroll, for God's sake, instead of all these
Rickroll's
awful things?
You know, that's not awful. But yeah, Rickroll's a perfect, I guess Rickroll's a pretty popular example of this. But there are some awful things online that you will see if someone sends you one of these links. I mean, if someone sends you a link to Lemon Party, it doesn't sound like it's going to be offensive. You know, you click, if it's coming from a friend of yours, you're like, oh, what's that? Oh my God! And,
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Lemon Party?
No.
You just looked?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Don't look.
I don't want to see it.
If I'm recalling correctly, Lemon Party is not a big deal in comparison to Two Girls, One Cup. But the point being...
That was horrifying. Yeah. Like, that was just awful.
The point being...
He's searching it right now where the computer's right in front of my face.
The point being, you don't know what's behind the link. And so, ultimately, if somebody tricks you into seeing something like this, which is in theory what could happen here, or at least what these people could claim.
Images. This guy's been tricked 100 times in the last week
oops,
or so.
Oops.
How long does something stay on a computer's cache?
Depends. It depends.
Can you give me some kind of time frame? If I look at something 6 months ago, and then I don't use the computer between now and 6 months...
It'll probably still be there.
Okay.
The cache of your web browser can be adjusted. You can go in and you can set how much cache you would like. So you can tell it, I want 0 megabytes of cache, in which case, if you do that, then the web browser will download things fresh every single time you go to a website. Because what the browser uses cache for is it tries to save time. So it downloads, let's say you go to freetalklive.com, we actually cache our own website. And what that means is when you're an unregistered user of freetalklive.com, you haven't created an account yet, you're seeing a cached version of the site. So our site goes through once an hour, basically, and it kind of creates this cached version of the site so it doesn't have to draw the website from scratch basically every single time somebody wants to pull it. Because it's a very database-heavy site. So like when you're looking at the site, there's all those items on there. Well, sure. Each one of those items was entered by a different user, and everybody voted on it. And all that information is in a big file somewhere. And in order to turn all that info into something you see on your screen that looks pretty, the web server's got to go into that file, it's got to access all that information, and it's got to put it out to your computer. So if you've got 1,000 people that are asking for all that information at the same time, that's a huge load of work on the web server to go in to that file 1,000 times at once or whatever and pull that information out. So what it does is once an hour, it pulls all the relevant information out and puts it into a cache where it can just serve those pages. It doesn't have to attack the database with requests. Am I making sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Right. So this is what cache is used for. I'm giving you an example from the web server side. There's cache there, but there's also cache in your browser in that you're coming to a website, the server or your web browser looks at your history and says, oh, you went to this site yesterday. We probably don't, or, you know, you went a couple hours ago. We probably don't need to re-download all these images because they probably haven't changed. Maybe the text has changed, but, like, the ads on the right side of the site or things like, you know, somehow the browser knows, like, what's more likely to change and not. You can always force it to reload the page and download everything fresh.
Smart browsing.
Yeah, it makes your browsing experience a little bit faster. Now you know what cache is.
Okay.
If you didn't.
Can we talk about child porn again?
If you want.
Merely viewing web images of child pornography does not, absent other proof, constitute either possession or procurement within the meaning of our penal law, Kirkpatrick wrote in the decision. And, of course, they've got Yahoo links to the their ruling here. The court said it must be up to the legislature, not the courts, to determine what the appropriate response should be to those viewing images of child pornography without actually storing them. Currently, New York's legislature has no laws deeming such an action criminal.
Huh.
So, I guess the...
And the feds don't either?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they probably leave that to states.
I'm shocked.
The feds often don't have crimes to, you know, back up what the state charges are.
I thought they had at least... Maybe they have federal, like, creation of child porn laws.
Well, they haven't caught up to the Internet, sadly. I mean, the Internet has a different experience.
They have all kinds of laws that have been made based to, you know, protect the children online.
And here's another part of this whole child porn thing that I've always kind of wondered. I've wondered, how easy is it to find child porn? Just,
go to an amateur site.
I've never ended up, you know, mistakenly viewing child porn online.
Wait a minute, remember, we haven't done this yet in this conversation, but we need to define child porn, right?
Right.
So, like, the state's version of child porn is anyone under the age of 18. So
in some states, you can have sex at 16 or 17, but you can't take pictures because then you're committing child porn on yourself.
And they have actually convicted people,
teenagers,
of doing this sort of thing, which is very disturbing. So, to me, a child is a person that hasn't gone through puberty yet.
I'm talking about something obvious.
You're talking about children when you say you haven't seen child porn.
I just wonder.
Because if you go to an amateur porn site, you might be looking at a picture of a 17-year-old girl and have no idea. And then technically that's child porn by the law's definition.
Right.
And because when you're a professional porn producer, the federal government has laws in place that say you have to have files on all of your porn actors and actresses. You have to have their identification. You have to have them sign a consent form. There has to be something in a filing cabinet at the porn producer's office. So when somebody's marketing a porn film, the feds can go and look at that producer.
Girl in the pigtails with the flat chest, she is, in fact, 19.
Right,
whatever.
So like Hustler, they've got a division called Barely Legal where they, you know, have, well, it should be obvious, but they've got Barely Legal, and obviously they're going to CYA because they know the feds could come in and check them any time. But you've got all kinds of people online who have video cameras, and who's checking them? There's no way to know.
No, there is no way to know. But what I'm wondering is, how I don't want to do it, but I certainly don't want to get caught doing it. And people talk about, you know, child porn as though it's prolific online. In the 10 years I've been using the Internet, I have never stumbled across this. I've stumbled across horrifying things like Two Girls, One Cup. I've seen ads for donkey porn, but I've never seen child porn online advertised or whatever.
I think that might have something to do with, I don't know, Wendy McElroy did this amazing interview when she talks about she, like, went into the porn industry and interviewed a lot of the girls involved, and she went into, like, basically the sadomasochist porn stuff, and she talks about her experience, and it's nothing like what you would expect.
Do you want to tell us more about that?
Sure.
All right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. And is there more about the case here?
Yeah,
question?
Sure.
We'll come back to that here in a moment. It's not something I expected to happen. You can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. We're talking about disturbing things on the internet. Everything from child pornography to two girls, one cup to lemon party.
I'm disturbed.
855-450-FREE. I should really have you go to lemon party.
No. I am not going to. After two girls and one cup, no.
Allie, will you go to Lemon Party?
No.
No.
Oh, you guys are no fun.
It's not fun.
It's appalling.
Appalling. That's
you don't
the right
even
word.
Know. You haven't seen.
I already know. That's why you want us to see it, because it's appalling.
You know what Lemon Party is?
I know. I've heard it tossed around in conversation enough to know that it's disgusting.
Now, what is funny is to see the reaction videos of people who see it, and that's why you want me to go to Lemon Party.
Yeah, that is why.
If you could go see the reactions on YouTube of people that are watching, say, two girls, one cup.
Lemon Party is the least offensive. Lemonparty.org is the least offensive one, I think, I've ever seen.
But I'm not going to.
It's just a surprise, that's all. It's just not what you're expecting.
Thanks.
Since we're talking about this, and we'll get more into this news, because the state of New York here in an appeals court has determined that apparently it's not illegal to just look at child pornography on the Internet, so as long as you don't download it.
No downloading of that stuff.
You know, by the way, there are some websites, like 4chan, for instance. They have these anonymous message boards online where you can go and post whatever you want, pretty much, although some of them have moderation. But the idea is that you're anonymous, so you don't have to have an account to post on these boards. So 4chan's one example of these, but there are a number of these chans out there, for instance. And so we've actually got a sponsor that has come on board with the program. I think it's a perfect time to talk about this. Plainboards.com is offering you, maybe you're a webmaster or a blogger, or perhaps you're just somebody who wants somewhere anonymous to go and talk with some other anonymous people.
Yeah, I'll bet this guy wasn't really thinking child porn when he set these up. He's a privacy advocate.
Oh, I doubt he was thinking child pornography, but 4chan is not a child porn site. It's just an anonymous message board.
Well, we are talking about child porn.
Right. And you can go and add your own plain board to it. You can create your own anonymous message board, and it's free to use, and literally you can do it within seconds. I tried it last night. I mean, you go and you type in, you know, Mark's message board, and then boom, you've got it.
That fast.
And
it just stays there?
It's there, yep. No installation. You don't have to know how to install stuff on a website or anything like that. You just go.
I could do it.
Absolutely, you could go and do this, Mark. And there's no ID. You don't have to log in, and you can do it in seconds and protect your user's privacy. Plainboards.com. Go and check it out. Plainboards.com. Sounds it's exactly like, what it sounds like.
And to me, what sounds valuable is just that you can have a message board that quickly. I mean, how many websites wouldn't be augmented with a message board?
There's already hundreds of boards there, so you can go to plainboards.com, look around, and see how many other people are already using this service. So clearly,
I paid hundreds to set up a website with a message board at one point, and that was cheap.
Right. So this makes it easy. It's simple. I mean, again, plainboards.com, not a lot of flash, not a lot of glitz. It's going to be real straightforward messaging.
You can set it up in seconds. I wouldn't think so.
Exactly. Plainboards.com. And it's free. So what do you got to lose? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. New York appeals court saying here they were looking at a case. Was it a college professor? Who was it that?
It was a college professor. Who apparently had
pictures of child pornography.
More than 100 pictures.
Was this his home computer or at school?
They did not make that clear.
Okay.
In the article from news.yahoo.com.
Because, again, another question that you have to have is maybe it wasn't even him. You know? I mean, if it was at his computer
at
school.
Computer. Okay.
If it was his computer at school, though, who's to say he doesn't have some teacher's aide in his class who is, you know, doesn't want to look at his porn at home, so he goes into the teacher's classroom and uses his teacher's computer? So there's another big kind of question mark on, like, how do you even prove that it was him who was even looking at these in the first place?
We had two teachers at the high school I went to that were, I think they're fired for having kiddie porn on their computers.
And was it young people or was it children?
They never actually went into detail about it.
They often don't. And this is one of the things that they'll, you know, I had a guy I knew, and I believed his story when he said that, look, you know,
I had, in prison?
No, this was just somebody I had met. I had some pornographic images on my computer. I had some drugs in my house. They gave me the opportunity to plead out. Among the pleas were, child pornography, because they claimed that some of those pictures, which, you know, they couldn't prove were child porn in any way, shape, or form. They claimed that they were younger than 18, and, how am I supposed to know?
Right.
And that's the terminology they use, young women. And so, therefore, you know, I'm stuck. I mean, I could have taken it to trial, but then I would have had to take all the charges to trial, and I wasn't going to beat those drug charges. Mm. So that was his story. I, whatever. seemed believable to me.
So, Allie, you said that it was Wendy McElroy who is... Was she involved with iFeminist? Is that right?
I don't know. She wrote a book that was called XXX and, you know, like, into the world of pornography. And she talks about how in the industry, there's, like, a very... it's like the people in the industry are really paranoid about the child porn so much that they will actually hand out awards to people that inform on people that might be doing that.
Oh, wow.
And that it's like, you know, big part of the industry is that there's, you know, it's a no-nonsense policy about child porn. And I don't know if the paranoia part is just sponsored from the the law, or if, you know, this would happen just naturally anyway, because people don't want their site to be affiliated with something that people see as so.
I doubt it. It sounds to me like the law. The same reason that store clerks will ID you for cigarettes and alcohol isn't because they don't think you're old enough for cigarettes and alcohol. It's because they're scared to death of what's going to happen.
Right,
because
if you're running a
teen
porn...
Who in the industry is going to say that, oh, well, this girl that's 17 and a half isn't qualified to do porn, but this girl that's 18 in one day is?
I forget the actress's name, but there is some porn actress from what... Was it Tracy Lords? Anyway... Years ago, there was some girl in porn who shot a porn at, like, age 16, and it ended up being published because this was, like, back when they didn't have whatever snitch program you're talking about, or the laws just weren't as, you know, tightly regulated. I mean, it was still illegal what she'd done.
Was it Sasha Gray?
No. This is much longer ago, like 1980s, I think. But, God, I can't remember her name.
Tell the stories.
Yeah, so she was in this porn, and now, like, this porn is entirely illegal. It's technically considered child pornography, but for a while it was marketed in the legal marketplace, and nobody had any idea.
We had people call some guy call in and say that Playboy used to have women that were underage, by our standards. This is his claim. I have no idea, and I'm not going to prepared to go, you know, spending a lot of time researching it, but. That, you know, that these are actual published editions of Playboy, and they would be considered illegal child porn by the laws, but nobody goes after them because they're a big-name magazine.
What about art, as in films and movies? What about young actors doing roles that could be perceived as sexual to some people?
I don't know. I mean, it's all very strange to me. What is most bizarre to me is in the United States, you can be in different states. It's different ages. Some of it's 18, some of it's 16, some of it has to do with how old you are. But you can have sex at 16, but you can't take pictures of it. If you do take pictures of yourself having sex with someone else of the same age, you've broken the child porn laws.
It was Tracy Lords, by the way. At the age of 15, she dropped out of school, was living with her mother's ex-boyfriend, posing as her stepfather. He helped her respond to classified ads requesting models. She used a fake driver's license provided by her stepfather, saying she was 20 rather than 15. And later on, she ended up getting arrested for it. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Open number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Take the CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can access our mobile site if you have a smartphone. Go to mobile.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams in all three different sizes. We have them linked there, the broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, all over at m.freetalklive.com.
Do you like coffee? Do you like Free Talk Live? Want to help Free Talk Live in the purchasing of your coffee? This is good coffee. It's from O'Neill Coffee. They roast every bean, all the finest beans with the utmost care. They've got more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. You can get whatever flavors you want. I really enjoyed the French roast decaf. We actually had some here, you know, with the studio, and folks enjoyed the regular coffee with caffeine that I can't drink. But everybody said it was great. And to show our audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. Support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. When you make your order of $75 or more, enter FTL in the special instructions section of the website, and you will get your free mug and your free shipping as a result.
We started out talking about a news story in New York where a judge in an appeals court has made the decision that it's apparently legal.
I believe it's a panel of judges. Majority decision. A
panel of judges decided it's completely legal to view child pornography online but not download it. So as long as it's in your browser's cache, it's legal, but if you've downloaded it elsewhere, it is not.
Seems like a very, you know, a minor distinction to me, but, you know, I suppose the point is legitimate. It says here that according to New York law, it is illegal to create, possess, distribute, promote or facilitate child pornography. And they felt that, that's a critical distinction, according to
What were those verbs again?
It's create, possess, distribute, or promote. So okay, possess, I could
distribute or promote. Okay.
If I were holding a child porn image up and showing it to you, too, you would not be committing a crime. I would because I possess it.
You're promoting it and possessing it.
And possessing it.
Right.
So there you go.
That makes sense. So the website would be still committing a crime yes. upon which you would be viewing these images in theory. But then again, if the website were hosted in another place where that those things aren't illegal, and I'm pretty sure they are in most places, but if they were hosted...
Thailand probably doesn't care much.
Yeah, in some other place like that, then they probably can't get shut down. Now, that actually led into a discussion, of kind of a larger discussion about the porn industry as well and underage workers and the porn business. And, Allie, you were, I guess, reading a book by Wendy McElroy.
I was actually watching an interview about the book she
wrote.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
Now, Wendy McElroy is a, like, a radical, liberty-minded lady, as
Definitely.
I understand it. And what, were there any other points you wanted to bring up about that interview?
She just, you know, sort of talked about how porn is actually good for feminism and that women in the feminist movement should embrace it instead of thinking that
they
it's their enemy.
Don't. Yeah. And you'll hear two sides of this this inside from the feminist folks, and that is that A, it's empowering, and I just think it certainly is. I mean, it's a unique feature of being a woman generally to
she gets paid more than the guy
a lot more yeah. And you know I at the you said that this Tracy Lords at 18 years old I as a guy a heterosexual male I'm just not interested in you know whatever kind of gay porn there is out there I don't have the earning potential that a young woman at that same age has mm-hmm. and that can give one a real step up in one's life having that kind of earning potential early on. I'm not saying that I advocate it. I don't know what it's like inside that industry. I have no idea.
I would imagine there's a wide variety of what it's like. I mean, I'm sure the worst of the worst goes on where, you know, there's drug-addled people that are just doing porn so they can get a drug fix and, you know, living just an absolute terrible lifestyle. And there are probably people that are, you know, principled and they're only going to take certain roles and that sort of thing.
I've heard of couples who chose to, you know, that's what they do for a living at night for a couple of hours in the evening. That's what they do to make a living. Mm-hmm. And then they can stay at home with their kids all day long. I mean, and...
Like an online, like they're running their own porn site, basically,
right.
is what you're saying.
And I would say that what's empowering for people who are in the industry is to be able to control how it goes about it. I mean, I would not like the whole idea of, we're on the set, and this is the person you're having sex with, these are the people you're having sex with, and here we go. You know,
well, they should
chop, get to it.
I mean, I would hope that, you know, if a woman decided she wanted to go into porn, she would have options about who her employers were.
Oh, well,
she has options on who her employers are, but that's where they end. And generally,
well,
when
no,
you're
I mean,
about,
you
don't
look
think
at contract and you decide whether or not I don't want to work with that guy, or I don't want to work with, I don't want to do that scene. I don't want to, you know.
I don't know that you get that kind of. As I understand it, you don't get those kind of options. You say yes, I'm going to be in a. Indeed, it does.
Right.
But you don't start out being able to make those choices.
That's probably true. But you ultimately are making the choice to do it or not.
Indeed, you are.
So
that's
the choice
why
is
I'm
always
saying
in your...
the indicate. That's what I'm trying to say is if you're going to do this, it seems to me that the best way to do it is under your own conditions. Because when you start turning those conditions over to somebody else, they don't care any yuck. This industry, yuck. So I mean, you know, do what you're going to do, you know, under your own your own rules is what I would
you
say.
Make more money that way.
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
You don't have any of the middlemen if you're doing your own website. You'd be able to set your own hours.
I would think the porn industry has really had the legs kicked out from underneath it. I mean, unlike the music industry and the movie industry, which can really go after people for piracy, the porn industry doesn't have the government in its pocket
That's true.
In that way. So, I mean, you can basically get all the porn you want for free online. I don't know how
it's
they make their
money.
It's amazing
they stay in business. Isn't it?
I am shocked to know how, like, people will buy porn, though. People will out the money for porn. It shocks me knowing that it's free online, but I guess, you know...
They probably already watched all the free stuff.
Well, I think people value...
I don't think so.
I mean, it must be better when you pay for it. They must, you know, if they're coming back and continue to buy it, it must be... You know, better than what you can get online for free.
Maybe it's because you get it first.
I think you get a certain level of exclusivity, and you get particularly what you want to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure anybody who's watched porn online has gone on and seen something that they're just, oh my God, I wouldn't want to see that. And
Lemon Party.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
They should pay you, whoever controls that website.
So what happened with...
There's no money to be made from that site.
Wendy McElroy.
Oh, I mean, I just thought that... Well, did you have a specific question?
Yeah, like you said that she went inside the industry and she was surprised by, I guess, what you were going to say was that people weren't exploited as...
Well, right. That was her experience, that everything, that all the... scenes where someone's supposed to be getting hurt because she went into the sadomasochist porn, mm-hmm. That it was all just, you know, simulated. Nothing
acting,
was
really?
Real.
Yeah. Acting?
Well, not just acting, but then also the women, none of it was even, you know, sometimes people will consider their conditions to be coercive because they don't like their working conditions or
yes.
because they feel like, oh, they're being forced. She didn't have that experience in interviewing these women that they, like, did it because they loved it. But maybe that's just because of that type of porn maybe attracts more of a passionate actress.
And the it may be. And, you know, I mean, what you'll often find in these areas are people that have had, you know, less than desirable childhoods. But I wonder, you know, is their life going to be better?
You might also find the preacher's kids.
In some cases,
you find a lot of preacher's kids.
In some cases, you do. But, you know, what they'll say is, what was the statistics that we saw online that it was like up to 97% of these people are coerced or something like that.
Of what? Porn actresses?
Yeah, I think it was something like that.
I've never heard of that statistic. That sounds absurd.
Or whatever it is. Prostitution and porn doesn't make any difference to me because, I mean, in both cases, you're getting paid to have sex. In one case, there's a camera. I mean, why is one legal and one not?
But wait, if it's coercive, then that's rape.
Sure,
right.
But you know, they'll make all kinds. That's what they want to do. They want to conflate what they call human trafficking and pornography. They really, you know, and in some of the sort of more liberal circles out there, that's what they want to do. The conservative circles say it's bad because Jesus said it's bad, but the liberal circles say, well, this is human trafficking, and you know, it's not.
You know what I think it is that. The feminists have basically said everything that men see women is, they're wrong. Women aren't sexual at all. We're not sex out. We have nothing to do with sex. You know, I think that's what they want you to
say. Under their own terms, right? Like, that's what it's like.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with...
I've heard the statement from certain types of feminists, and this is the gender feminist types, that if a woman has sex and doesn't feel like having sex, it's rape. I mean, I've been in relationships, I've had sex.
You mean if
with,
she says yes but doesn't feel
that's
like
right.
it? 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-450. SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's all free, the website. You can enjoy everything there, and it costs you nothing. But it does cost us to operate the website. So, you know, maybe you want to help us out with that. We do have the Free Talk Live AMP program that can help you do that. amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get signed up. And it costs $3 a month. Actually, last night, Mark, you and I did a lengthy discussion about the Free Talk Live AMP program.
And its importance in Free Talk Live's business plan.
And its importance to the Liberty Movement as a whole and what Free Talk Live is doing and how your $3 a month for Free Talk Live can probably do a whole lot more than, say, sending $30 or $300 to one of those think tanks in Washington,
D.C. Whatever politicians running for office. I mean, think about it, $3 a month. I mean, it's really not much. $36 a year isn't much in the grand scheme of things. But for Free Talk Live, since we don't use it for paychecks, we have to earn our paychecks through, you know, doing advertising and all that stuff. This is just for marketing, advertising, and promoting Free Talk Live.
Right.
I think that this argument can be made that this is the best spent $3 that you can give in sort of a charitable way in the Liberty movement. And if you consider liberty to be the most important and foundational aspect of life, then it could be the most important $3 a month you spent.
Yeah.
And how much do you get out of listening to Free Talk Live? I mean, I know that as someone before I moved up here, I used it as a way to, evolve my arguments and everything. So if you're benefiting from Free Talk Live, then it makes sense to want to, help others along, too.
That's a good point. I mean, just on the base level of if you're entertained by the show or educated or whatever, if you're enjoying the program, there's that level of question. Well, is it worth $3 a month to you? But on top of that, is it worth $3 a month to you to have new transmitters adding Free Talk Live all around the country? We've got over 100 stations so far, and most of them are on board because we have a Free Talk Live AMP program. Straight up. I mean, that's just how it is. Yeah. You know, your $3 a month allows us to market this program in a way that we never otherwise would have. I mean, Mark, maybe eventually we would have ended up going to an industry convention after a while if we started making enough money.
Put us years ahead.
But, yeah, we started doing it, what were we on, our sixth year now going to industry conventions? Like six, seven? I've lost track. We've gone to so many of them. So it's all
we're a mainstay. People come up and talk to us now.
It's so nice. I love it when that happens.
I remember that first industry convention we went to. We were like a couple of velociraptors chasing down some broken down brontosaurus and attempting to get some PD cornered so that we could talk to him about our show.
I was just trying to introduce myself to as many people as possible, sure. And for an introvert, that's not an easy thing to do.
Did you call yourself Velociraptors?
Yeah. I guess
that's awesome.
But we were chasing after everybody. Hey, wait!
Yeah, like, well, who are you, kid? Get out of here.
Right. I mean,
your show's going to be gone in 6 months. Yeah, because that's the thing, in the radio business. You don't know how long a show's going to be around. If you're a program director.
30% of the tickets sold to these things are sold to people who are their first time there, trying to pimp their show, or second time there, trying to pimp their show and get, some program director at some major station to say, I'll take you, and here's a big old check. And
yeah, that
whatever,
didn't happen.
Whatever's, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's happened at one of them. I couldn't say, but. It's that's what it looks like.
If you think you're going to show up at an industry convention and wow some PD and get a gig, you're severely mistaken.
You got to know how to play the game. You got to be charming.
Right, and you got to be patient, too. Patient. The name of the game is to just kind of get to know them and be there and keep being there and be seen over and over again. And then finally, somebody will figure out who you are. And that's happened because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up using any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And you get perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only archives, which don't have the regular commercial load that our normal podcasts do. You've also
super ultra high quality.
Yep, that's right. You can also get access to the AMP-only forum and some other perks as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. We've been talking about the porn industry. It was this larger discussion that came about as a discussion about New York State making a decision that apparently it's not illegal to view child pornography. Because, you could in theory have viewed it on accident. Someone might have sent you a link that you didn't expect. Who knows?
Who knows?
There's all kinds of reasons there. And ultimately, how can they even prove it? How can they even prove that it was you? Like, if it's a family computer, how do you know it wasn't your 14-year-old son or something like that? I mean, my parents came across some porn I had when I was a teenager.
It would be very, if you got caught in a car, the cops will try to charge everybody in the car with possession of that marijuana. Depending on where it is in the car. I mean, if it's in somebody's pocket in the car, then it doesn't really count. But, if it's in the
console.
They'll
try to intimidate you, but ultimately they can't make that charge stick.
I don't know what they can do and what they can't do and what the case law is, and most people don't know this. And if you have a house with two or three or four people living in it, and, porn, child porn or whatever kind of, outlawed porn is downloaded onto the hard drive in some kind of hidden file, whose is it? And can you charge everybody with possession of it in the house?
No, you'd have to prove that they put it there. You'd have to prove that it was theirs.
I would hope that that's the case.
That's how it is with a pipe. For instance, you're in the car with a bunch of friends, and there's a pipe sitting in the middle of the seat. As long as no one cops to it, as long as no one says it was theirs, it's no one's. There's no way they can prove who had the possession of it.
I would really not want to be the vehicle's owner in that circumstance.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're going to arrest you all and charge everybody.
I still wouldn't want to be the vehicle's owner in those circumstances.
You mean because they might try to take the car?
Well, I mean, I can tell you I didn't park a car at a parking space and they gave me a ticket for a parking ticket for doing it because mm-hmm. they say, oh, well, it's illegal because your car's there and you own it. I think they can make the argument that if you own the car, that you own the pipe.
They might try, but I'm telling you, look, I'm no lawyer, okay, so it's not legal advice, but the way I understand it, at least here in New Hampshire, you have to have active possession of it. You have to not only have active possession, but I believe it is you have to have knowledge that you're possessing it. Because there's a chance that, your friend might loan you a coat or something like that, and there's a, rolling papers and a bag of pot on the inside pocket. You didn't know.
Well, how,
to prove you knew it was there.
Well, if I didn't know that I left marijuana in a briefcase of mine, and it's my briefcase, am I then in possession with it? Oh, I didn't know I left that there.
Well, I mean, if you were to say something like that, then it would be quite, I would say it would be questionable. But if you said that, you know, if you just wouldn't testify, or you said you didn't know it was there, I don't recall putting that there.
So would you have to...
But most people don't take it to trial.
They don't.
If you did take that to trial, would you have to rat out your friend and say it was his jacket or...
Oh, they'd certainly want you to.
His pipe? I mean...
Well, the idea is you want to stay quiet. Because what they do is they separate you. So they'll separate you and they'll lie to you. And they'll say, look, Ali, your boy JJ, yeah, I know you love him and everything, but he just gave you up.
Yeah, you know? They certainly will.
And you know, they'll try to make you tell something about JJ, and then they'll try to make JJ say something about you.
Right.
And the idea is you should both be quiet. But when they lie to you and they say your friend just sold you out, then you know somebody else is more likely to you know snitch on their what they thought was their friend because they believe the cops. Yeah.
People who are allowed, you know, legally to lie to you.
You have the right to remain silent, and you should.
To cop to whatever it is that they want you to cop to.
I mean, I wonder how many people realize that the cops are allowed to lie to them legally. I mean, or what if you just did a poll, if most
good
people
question.
Would even realize that. Because I think it's that lack of knowledge about that, you know, legal, whatever. I guess, I don't know, when did they decide that cops can lie to citizens, but citizens can't lie to cops? I don't know when they decided that.
I imagine it's never changed.
But yeah. That's how they've been doing the game, and it's been working for them, and I think it's largely based on people's ignorance about that.
I had a situation the other night with a local filmmaker who needed some help because there was an accident. There's some kids here in, there's some college students here in the Keene area. They just graduated. They were out late the other night partying, as college students are wont to do. And one of them stumbled a bit drunkenly and smashed a window of a local business. And somebody said, run. And so he ran. He was drunk. He didn't really think anything. He didn't know what was going on. Kind of did it. And he regretted it later, and he wanted to make good. But unfortunately, by that time, the police had arrived and talked to a couple of his buddies that were standing there still kind of hanging out in the same location. And, of course, his buddies, not knowing any better and also somewhat drunk themselves, blabbed to the
cops. Wanted to play 20 questions with the cops.
Right. The cops, you know, they gave the cops their ID. They told the cops they knew who it was that smashed the window. One of the kids said that they were roommates with the guy who smashed the window. So they gave all the police all the information they needed to find this individual later on during the night. And this person was willing to make good. Like, he was willing to talk to the business owner, get this thing repaired, pay for the repairs. But the cops want to charge him with criminal mischief. Yeah, and so I was there recording a lot of this with the police when he went down to turn himself in, and I asked one of the cops. I said, well, what if he just went and talked to the store owner and worked this out? Said, well, no, that would be tampering with a witness.
Ridiculous.
It absolutely was ridiculous, and it all happened because his friends opened their mouths. We're coming up. Hour 3's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.